COVID has impacted very severely, really, on businesses across Donegal. And it's been hugely challenging for the business, and not least businesses in the tourism and hospitality sector. And I want to just acknowledge the role that Donegal County Council did play in supporting the businesses during that very difficult time. And also the local enterprise office. You mentioned the restart grants. Yeah, the council, they're administering the restart grants. And to date, 1,600 applications have been received, and there's 850 paid out, and that's at a cost of $3.4 million. So that's very good and very, very welcome for most people. Now, we have 5,000 commercial ratepayers in the county, so there's an awful lot of people who have not applied. So I would just like to let people know that this scheme is... Now, some people did ask me if the scheme was closed. That scheme is open until the 31st of August, and I would urge all eligible business in Donegal to apply for the scheme. It's been a lifeline for many businesses, you know, and they have additional costs now that they wouldn't have had before COVID, you know, with the public health requirements and everything else that it entails. So I just urge anybody that hasn't applied for that grant, please do so. It's there for them, and hopefully they'll be eligible for it. And the other grants, the business continuity grant, I think that one is just closed. But there's another one from Leo as well. Some people have applied and some are yet to apply. So, as I say, the Enterprise Board, they've been very, very supportive after the lockdown. And they had 600 approved under the business continuity vouchers and 189 approvals under the trading online vouchers. So the trading online is just to help people who might want to trade online rather than with directly through the shop being open. They might need to develop capacity online or maybe do new websites or whatever. But it's something that we would like to see them applying for and benefiting from it. The council were also facilitating businesses with the Outdoor Spaces Initiative, and that was a reflection of them wanting to support and work with businesses during these challenging days, where people could have, you know, open space for dining and that outside. So the fees would be waived for 2020. And there was a 10-day turnaround on those applications as well. So Donegal, I have to say, Donegal County Council are fully committed to continuing to work with all businesses to support them in whatever way they can post-COVID.